this year's Sligo Pride Festival will take place all next week from the 2nd to the 8th of August. There are a number of events planned. The Sligo Pride Festival has been part and parcel of the events calendar in Sligo for many, many years now, and it aims to promote respect and inclusion for members of the Sligo LGBTQIA community. Maxton O'Flynn is on the line. Maxton is chairperson of the Sligo Pride Festival. Max, good morning and welcome to the show. And thanks
good
for
morning.
Joining us.
Thank you.
And as you reminded us this morning, you were and you will talk about the festival in positive terms. But unfortunately, we have to start with the highlighting of an incident last night in Sligo Town to do with the Pride flag. What happened, Max, last night? Tell us.
Hi, thank you very much for speaking with me today. So I suppose I got home yesterday after being part of raising a Pride flag at the showgrounds with Sligo Rovers yesterday, which was a great experience to see a Pride flag being put up to kind of show the inclusion and how welcome the LGBT community are in Sligo. And I thought that we were making great progress. And then I got home to find out on social media that Penny Cafe, which is a queer-owned cafe here in Sligo Town, that has had a Pride flag up for many months, if not a year at this stage, and has been host of LGBT meetups with Out West. And I found out yesterday that their flag had been ripped down on Saturday night and that it wasn't just fully removed. It was just the fabric was ripped and just left dangling there. And it looked so disheartening and just really upsetting to see that that had happened in Sligo Town.
And it would be an unusual occurrence because, as I said in the introduction, there has been a very positive a tradition of festivals in Sligo, going back many, many years, because I've covered a lot of them down the years. So it would be an unusual occurrence, would it not, for this to happen?
Yeah, it was really shocking, but unfortunately in 2021, it's not the first incident that has happened this year in Ireland. In Waterford, with their Pride Festival that happened in June, they had Pride flags put up by the county council, and those flags were taken down not once but twice. They were ripped down. I think they were burned on one occasion. And I just found out this morning that in Clare Morris in Mayo, that the flags that were put up there only a few days ago at the bridge have also been ripped and taken down. So it's very upsetting to see that this is happening, not just in Sligo, but also with our neighbours in Mayo as well.
Right, okay. Well, I, as I say, on a more positive note, you have a host of events organised for next week. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights and how you organise such events, Max, considering we're still in the midst of COVID.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky. We have such an amazing committee this year and we've organised several events. I think we're up on like 15 or 16 events. And we're doing a mix of online events and in-person events, guideline permitting, of course. So with some of our online events, we have a consent workshop. We have a drop-in for members of the trans community. We have a Pride 101 workshop being run by Shoutout. We're doing a panel on Pride and disability in collaboration with Full Spectrum and with NeuroPride. We're also hoping to have a games night, which might end up having to go online depending on government guidelines. But we do have some events planned for in-person as well. So we have beach yoga out in Strand Hill on the Tuesday. We're hoping to do a drop-in in Penny Cafe, which had the Pride flag taken down. So they have gotten a new one put up and there'll be many more put up throughout Sligo Pride Festival. We're also hoping to have a Pink Friday in the Swagman. We're also planning to have a Pride parade through the town of Sligo, which I believe is going to be one of the very first parades that Sligo has had in almost 2 years at this stage and would be one of the very first Pride parades to happen in Ireland. So we're hoping that we can get the go-ahead with that. providing that the government guidelines don't change too much before then.
Yeah, and I think one of the hallmarks of those parades in past years has been the involvement and the enthusiasm of not only members of the LGBTQ community, but their family as well and friends. That has been particularly noticeable, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And actually, we have not just one Grand Marshal for our Pride Parade, but we actually have a family of Grand Marshals this year. So we have the Kieran family, who actually they live in County Sligo, and I believe they lived in Sligo Town not that long ago. So Cameron Kieran has been invited to be our Grand Marshal, along with his family, his brother and sister, and both his parents, who have been huge support. And I've seen pictures on social media of the whole family just dressed up, attending Pride events, decked out with their rainbows and their Pride flags. And it's just such a wholesome and positive thing to see a family attending some of these events, because not everyone is in such a fortunate position to have, I suppose, their biological family being so welcome and supportive attending these events. So that is one of the main focuses of our parade this year, is that we have a family that will be leading it.
Yeah, I'm also conscious, and I know people sometimes are confused about the language and the language evolving in relation to terminology, and I do know that you are, I mean, when we were covering events such as this many, many years ago, we were talking about LGB, and then we were talking about LGBT community, and then it went on to become the LGBTQ community, and I noticed in your press release that it's now LGBTQIA. This can be confusing for people, Max, but it's important. Inclusion is important, isn't it?
Yeah. So even amongst, I suppose, this community, we've even become more inclusive. Just, I suppose, as time goes on and as language evolves and develops, that we have the words to describe people's experiences and identities, because I suppose it did initially start out as lesbian and gay pride, and then with the inclusion of bisexual people, trans people. The Q often stands for questioning or even queer. The I stands for people who are intersex, and A would stand for people of the asexual and aromantic community, which is sometimes confused because people might think it refers to allies. But allies are always very much included and welcomed at these events. But some of the asexual and aromantic identities are not as well known, so it's important that we include them in our acronyms.
Right, okay. So it all gets underway next week, 2nd of August, Max, and everybody is welcome to attend and participate in the events, obviously.
Yeah, so you can find out our full events guide on our website, www.sligopride.com, or you can follow it on our social medias on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. So we have all the posts up there as well.